Well, if this is all possible that people can be, what about people who want to hunt them? Are they out there?
Yes. In fact, in folklore, there are some very strong traditions of vampire hunting, and only certain individuals have that ability. It's a magical ability, because you have to be clairvoyant in order to sense where the vampire is and know how to get the vampire. People born on a Saturday, for example, are supposed to have the magical skill to see and kill vampires. The child of a vampire, if a vampire has sexual intercourse with a living person, a woman, and a child results from that, that magical being can be a vampire hunter. And these people would be called into villages where vampires were believed to be wreaking havoc through usually epidemics of terrible diseases, to find the grave and dispatch the vampire. And they could make quite good money at it. They would take their fees in terms of goods and clothing, horses, trade, that sort of thing.
Do you think they falsely accused people of being vampires, Rosemary? Maybe just for that purpose, to keep their income stream going?
Well, certainly the pressure is on to produce a real vampire corpse. Now, say a village was in the midst of a terrible plague, and you had to dig up the offending body and dispatch it. So you're under a lot of pressure to find the right body. You can't just go dig up everybody who's buried. And there were certain signs that vampire hunters looked for, bloating of the corpse, blood oozing from the orifices, if they seemed to exhibit new growth of skin or hair or the nail beds, if the body had shifted in the coffin. There are all kinds of stories about vampires moaning and twisting and even talking in the coffin. I think a lot of these are embellishments. But once such a body was found, they would dismember it, mutilate it. This would prevent the spirit from walking among the living, cut off the head, fill the coffin with ashes or seeds, nails, garlic, anything mm-hmm. that would keep a vampire in place. Hopefully that would solve the problem.
I was going to say, does it work, or is that a figment of their imagination?
Well, sometimes it seemed to work, and if it didn't, then they just kept going around digging up bodies until they took care of one that seemed to do the job. My suspicion is that in some of these cases, especially where epidemics were running through a village, that when the epidemic stopped, that's when the vampire hunting stopped.